The world was changing. Each morning when Fletcher bounded out of the den, everything seemed just a little bit different. The rich green of the forest was turning to a dusty gold, and the soft, swishing sound of summer was fading to a crinkly whisper. Fletcher's favorite tree looked dull, dry, and brown. Fletcher was beginning to get worried.
"I think my tree is sick," said Fletcher.
"What's wrong with it?" his mother asked.
"Its leaves are turning brown," said Fletcher.
"Oh, don't worry. It's only autumn," she said. Fletcher ran back to his tree and patted the rough bark.
"Don't worry, it's only autumn," he said. "You'll be feeling better soon."
But the tree didn't get better. Each day more leaves turned brown. One morning the wind blew a small brown leaf off of a branch. Fletcher jumped up and caught it very gently in his paw.
"Don't worry, tree. I've got your leaf. I'll fix you."
Fletcher looked around, picked a piece of grass, and carefully tied the leaf to a branch. Just then, another gust of wind ruffled Fletcher's fur. The little leaf shook itself free and fluttered back to the ground. Fletcher picked it up again and thought very hard. Then he poked the leaf onto a twig and pushed it down firmly.
"Now hold on tight," said Fletcher. "No more flying around."
The little leaf gave a tiny rustle in reply. The next day, a strong wind was blowing through the forest. Fletcher rushed out of the den and ran all the way to his tree. Lots of branches were bare, and little lost leaves spun everywhere.
"Don't worry, tree. I'll catch them for you. I promise."
Round and round and round whirled Fletcher after the swirling leaves.
"Leaves! Oh, wonderful! Just what I need for my nest," said a squirrel.
"But these belong to the tree," said Fletcher.
"Don't take them away."
"The tree doesn't need them anymore," said the squirrel, bounding off.
"Help! Help! The wind and the squirrel are stealing our leaves,"
cried Fletcher.
"Leaves? Terrific! Just what I need to keep warm,"
said a porcupine, rolling around.
"But these belong to the tree," said Fletcher,
plucking leaves from the porcupine's needles.
"Not anymore,"
snuffled the porcupine, and away he rolled.